Galileo, the father of observational astronomy, spent the winter of 1610 in Venice exploring the heavens with his newly invented telescope. He wrote in his journal that I give infinite thanks to God, who's been pleased to make me the first observer of marvelous things. Can you imagine being the first to see Venus, Mercury, the Milky Way, and even the craters of the moon? Are you ever in such a rush that you miss the marvelous around you? Well, this meditation from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 is a reflection on rejoicing always, praying constantly, and giving thanks for all observations and circumstances in and around you always. So let's begin this time of meditation by settling deeper into wherever you are, a place and a time to observe. No objectives to achieve. Nothing to accomplish. Just simply begin to be present and aware of all that God is revealing. Allow your eyes to move now from open through a soft gaze to closed. Become aware of your breathing and begin to move deeper now into the reality of the marvelous things being offered to you by the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now in this moment of divine presence, listen and respond to Philippians chapter 4, and as I lead us, answer, Lord God, help me to always rejoice. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. Do not be anxious or worried about anything. Lord God, help me to always rejoice. Bring everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer to God. And Lord God, help me to always rejoice. By petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And Lord God, help me to always rejoice. Continue on for a moment longer, your eyes still closed. God is present, so become aware of Him. The Son is here. And Holy Spirit, come now too. With your eyes still closed, notice the sensations in your body and your mind. How are you experiencing God around you? Use each of your senses now to encounter Him everywhere. Scan your body and your thoughts. Is anything distracting you from God? Don't ignore them. Just breathe deeply and note them for now. Continuing to scan. What are you encountering physically, even emotionally? Note that too, and rest there for a moment as well. Are your thoughts drifting? Not to worry. That is what the human mind does. But just begin to center on your awareness of God. Don't fight distracting thoughts, but rather allow them to settle to the floor as you center on observing the marvelous gifts of God. Pause, breathe, and center back on rejoicing over all that is being revealed to you. Take another minute in peace as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, help me always rejoice. Center too on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Don't control the pace or the rhythm. Just notice each breath. Now take in a quick, deep breath from your belly. Hold it for a moment. Now slowly release it. Once more, take in a quick, deep breath from your belly and hold it. Slowly, very slowly release it. Do this a few more times. Keep taking quick, deep belly breaths and then slowly exhale. Note your pulse slowing, your mind settling. Each quick inhale filling you with the marvelous breath of God. I'll give you a minute now, and with each breath, silently whisper your sacred prayer. Lord God, help me to always rejoice. Continue as you center on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, and we'll begin in the New International Version. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What do you think you need to remember from this reading? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit guiding you to new holy encounters. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What is still lingering in your mind from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to be aware of all God is revealing and rejoice. Listen once more, but from an expanded passage from the New International Reader's Version. Always be joyful, never stop praying, and give thanks no matter what happens. God wants you to thank Him because you believe in Christ Jesus. What did you hear or feel after listening? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on the offerings of God. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen from the Christian Standard Bible. Rejoice always, pray constantly, and give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And don't stifle the Spirit. Don't despise prophecies, but test all things. Hold on to what is good, and stay away from every kind of evil. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you want most to hear from God? What do you want to observe and encounter from Him in your life? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your continued contemplation. If your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to thoughts of rejoicing in all that He offers. while resting in a moment of imaginative contemplation, reflect on one aspect of this passage. Did you hear the words, "Don't stifle the Spirit of God"? Well, I want you to open your mind, your body, and your soul to what the Holy Spirit is doing. Listen now. How is the Spirit at work in what you hear around you? Take a moment to feel. How is the Spirit at work in what you feel touching you? Even open your eyes for a moment. Look around you. How is the Spirit at work through what you see around you? Just notice everything you see, smell, hear, and touch as an awareness of the divine. Not only now, but every moment, every breath, every beat of your heart, without ceasing. Take this opportunity to encounter Him now, continually. Center once more in your breathing, and when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes to rejoice in all that you encounter. I pray you are more aware of God now than when we began. In the days ahead, you will surely face moments of distractions, if not yours, then perhaps another you meet along the way, being pulled away from God. But I want you to rejoice in those moments, to remind yourself and others that by God's grace, through Christ, we are observers of marvelous things. But for now, let me pray that you remember to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. May you know the offerings of Christ, be guided to see marvelous things by the Holy Spirit, and encounter the presence of the Holy Father soon. Now, and always, amen.